guy, the best you can buy.
All the eyes of the world are on Haiti at Port-au-Prince. Of course, they're still trying to get enough food and water to the masses, the hungry, the homeless. The good news is still finding people alive underneath all of that rubble. We're going to be talking a lot about Haiti and the relief efforts and what the United States is doing in other countries as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right from the get-go, very pleased to welcome to our show somebody who was part of a team that took the initiative to go to Haiti and help, Dr. Terry Madsen and his wife, Kathleen, who's a nurse. Dr. Madsen is was there just, gosh, maybe 24, 48 hours ago with a group of doctors from Forest Park Medical Center in Dallas. Doc, what was that whirlwind trip like for you? Describe to us what you saw in Haiti.
Well, when we arrived, the airport was really chaotic. There's all kinds of planes landing, everyone really waiting for ground transportation. The hardest thing for us to get was actually ground transportation. Once we sort of got mobile after about an hour or so, just a lot of devastation, a lot of flattened buildings, just tons and tons of people in the streets, just humanity in the streets everywhere. I guess when you don't have a home to go to, you have nowhere else to go but the streets. And then when we finally arrived to the hospital, it was incredible. What was actually their parking lot turned into their waiting room and their triage area. There's people on the ground lying on doors and mattresses they brought from home and sheets. It was a pretty incredible sight.
What did you, because every doctor had a different role, what did you specialize in, and were you doing this round the clock at the time you were there?
I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so I did some of the amputations. I did a lot of the splinting and reducing fractures that had been out for since Tuesday, so 4 or 5 days out. Did a lot of procedures that released pressure in the legs from crush injuries and whatnot called fasciotomies to allow people to salvage their legs. We worked about 18 to 20 hours a day. The hospital actually stopped allowing patients in at about 10 o'clock in the evening, and so by the time we finished kind of working up and treating everybody, it was usually about midnight, 1 o'clock, and then we'd go to sleep about then and then get up again at 6 o'clock in the morning and start all over again.
Yeah, and you were talking about saving the legs and limbs that you could, but you probably, and this is the reports that are coming out now, and obviously you were there and did this, but it's one of those situations with recovering people who are, let's face it, half dead, sadly, and to save them, you have to do the amputations, right? Because we're hearing that's the big thing that's going on with most doctors.
Yeah, what's happening is actually the people have had what's called an open fracture where the bone actually penetrates the skin, and those have been sitting around since Tuesday. So now the bone is infected, the leg is infected, and in order to save their life, you have to amputate the leg to prevent sepsis and eventual death. So that's what happened with a lot of people. Other people had crush injuries and compartment syndromes and had essentially the muscle and everything else in the lower part of the leg was dead and required amputation to prevent any septic changes.
Now, you talked about getting there and flying in. How rough was it to actually get that flight in because of the airport, and even surrounding airports were pretty jammed up? And you went right at the beginning of this, because this was just over the weekend, a couple of days, really a handful of days after the quake. What was that experience like trying to get the plane down?
Actually, we were quite lucky. We never actually ended up in a holding pattern. We had two different planes, and interestingly enough, we landed at two different airports that happened to be like 5 minutes away from each other. We actually had to taxi to the other airport to meet up with our other plane, but we did not have a delay at all. I think our Dr. Toussaint, who kind of organized the trip, had made some special arrangements to ensure that we would be able to land, but we actually didn't even end up in a holding pattern at all. We immediately landed.
Wow, that's terrific because, you know, there were groups after you that even that couldn't even get in, especially Sunday was a terrible day for a lot of people. And like you said, you weren't even in that holding pattern. So many flights were in that were stuck up in the skies. And a lot of them were supplies, bringing supplies in. I understand that you saw the need. Obviously, your group saw the need. So eventually what happened is, you made a call, or Dr. Toussaint, who's incredible, I guess, can move mountains, he made a call, and there was another jet that came in with supplies that people needed. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, the two jets we went in on were loaded with as many supplies as we could carry by weight, and we actually had to take a few things off of the plane to make weight, and we had those same two planes come back the next day on Sunday with supplies. And sent a team down to unload them and bring them in. Yeah. So it was, we brought a lot of supplies and we left a lot of supplies for the teams following us to use on the Haitians.
Now the other teams that followed you, because there's doctors coming in from, all over the place, obviously from the United States, but other countries as well. Did you share any information with other doctors from other parts of the world?
Yeah, there was a group of doctors from France that were there when we arrived. There was some doctors from St. Thomas. There were some doctors from Florida. Quite a few doctors came in from Florida. Yeah, we kind of all just kind of worked together as best as we could.
What, and you also brought, and I mentioned this, your wife Kathleen is a nurse, and she was there as well, and there were, I think, a couple of nurses. That need had to be great, too, not just the doctors, right?
Yeah, actually, we were fortunate to bring the nurses, and they had a huge impact on patient care. I think we took quite a few nurses, actually, more like 7 or 8 nurses, and I think they were going to actually be sorely missed because most of the other groups arrived with physicians and not so much with auxiliary staff. There was a few nurses that came from a different place in Florida, but far and away we brought the most nurses, and they had a huge impact on the outcome and the care of the patients for sure.
And you gave us a description of what it was like, but what was your takeaway from Haiti personally after doing what you did and what the other doctors did? How did you feel as you left Haiti?
I think we felt like we made a difference, and I think that everyone left with a huge admiration for the people of Haiti. I mean, their incredible resolve and their incredible strength, and you really, you never heard them complain. I mean, you had people coming in. One gentleman had a shoulder dislocation and a forearm fracture on his left arm. His forearm was fractured. His right shoulder was dislocated. When he came in, he never complained of either one of them hurting. In fact, he didn't even mention his left arm. It was only after I asked him to lift up his left arm that I noticed his forearm was broken. And his shoulder was dislocated, and he didn't complain that it hurt. He complained that he couldn't lift he came in because he couldn't lift his shoulder. So he ended up getting his shoulder relocated and his forearm stabilized, but I mean, he never complained of pain.
Mm. Well, Dr. Terry Matson. Yeah, that's incredible that to be able to do that and not complain. Doctor, thanks so much for and the group from Forest Park Medical Center for reaching out the way you did. As Americans, it makes us proud to see so many doctors and others across the country trying to do whatever they can. And we'll talk to you hopefully in the near future about some other things, orthopedic things. But thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you bet. Anytime. You have a good night.
You too. All right, Dr. Terry Matson and his wife Kathleen, just a couple of the people who have gone over to Haiti to do what they can to lend a hand. Stay with us, everybody.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Went with a group of doctors down to Haiti and what that was like to be among the Haitian people. And he said his takeaway is that the people were just so great. How sad. There's so many bodies that they're burying that the coffins are hard to find now. Because think about it. They don't have the amount of coffins around or in shops or whatever. The wooden coffins that you would see the first few days after the quake that were fastened to the trucks and even the station wagons, you can't find. So as one Haitian described in an interview I happened to see, he said they bury you like a dog. They don't bury you in caskets. Ugh, just awful. Picture that. Imagine 7.0 earthquake just 1 week ago. So even the most basic things, basic services, but basic things like funeral rites when somebody that you love has died, if they can even find them. So the horrors also are mounting as far as burial rights are concerned, too. All right, we move on to what is also a huge story here in the United States. We talked about it ad nauseum, of course, for the past couple of weeks. But I told you, look out, the GOP has to be cranked up. Here's what happened earlier in the day. Martha Coakley. All of the Democratic hopes were pinned on the Attorney General of Massachusetts to become the next senator to fill Ted Kennedy's slot. And this is a little snippet of her and how confident she was heading to the polls in the morning.
How are you feeling?
We're feeling great. I'm reminded in the primary, one of my workers told me that a senior woman voter came out, saw the Coakley sign, and she said, "Oh, I wanted to vote for her, but she wasn't on my ballot." And then we realized she must have taken a Republican ballot. But today, she'll be able to vote for Martha Kukli, because it's a pretty clear choice.
What has been the days here for you? I mean, this was a nasty campaign. Can you talk about coming in here and voting and being here?
You know, it's been a short, intense campaign, no question about it. Voters are paying attention. That's a good thing. This is my neighborhood, or my neighbors are helping hold in signs. We've got signs all over here. I love living in Medford. And it means a lot to be able to come down here to this school and cast a vote. It's really what this country and democracy is about. People get to choose today.
I think it's safe to say
people certainly do get to choose. And on the other side of things, in Massachusetts, which is an incredibly liberal state, Republican Scott Brown rode into a little traffic jam with reporters and whatnot trying to get his comments as he was also casting his vote early in the day.
God, is some of this a little unbelievable?
It's been fun. It's been fun.
What are you feeling this morning? Nervous?
I'm just here to vote, and you know, I'm encouraging everybody else to get out and vote. This has been fun. I'm honored to be here, and I'm very, very excited. Watch yourself. Very, very excited for the results.
Why did this campaign surge past Martha?
I'm not sure if it has. I'm up in some polls. I'm down in some polls, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Scott, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling as you head into vote? How are you feeling?
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you and meet you finally.
Who are you voting for today?
I'm going to vote for myself.
How are you feeling?
All right, so obviously he did vote for himself, but he wasn't the only one who voted in the Republicans' direction. It's crazy what happened in Massachusetts. Brown won 52% to 47%. Turnout was pretty exceptional for a special election in January. More voters, in fact, showed up at the polls. I talked to someone early in the day, and it looked like it was going to be a jam house at some of the major hubs, of course, major polling places. More people showed up at the polls than in any non-presidential general election in Massachusetts since 1990. So interesting. Just a day shy of the first anniversary of Obama swearing in as the President of the United States, the election played out with lots of craziness, animosity, resentment from voters. You know, in Massachusetts, they've got high unemployment, just like other places as well, and the federal budget deficits, all that stuff was on the minds, I think, of many of the voters. But in particular, the main thing that won it for Brown was health care. So how interesting. Brown was considered a long shot for weeks, and he seized on the discontent, and he overtook Coakley in the final stretch. See, voting can make a difference. This is the bluest of blue states. Can you imagine? As liberal as you could possibly get. So this is an amazing shot in the arm for the GOP, and I think it's a shade of things to come for the Democrats. Now, Obama called Coakley, of course, afterwards and said, you know, hey, we can't win them all. She reported that. She said that that's what Obama had told her. But Brown is going to be the first Republican senator from Massachusetts in 30 years. Wow. So even before they started to announce the results early in the evening, because I was watching them come in, the administration, they, you know, they were already casting blame, accusing her of a poorly run campaign. I think it was overreaching, thinking, well, hey, we've got this. We've got this sewn up. When she didn't know who Curt Schilling was, legendary Curt Schilling, Boston Red Sox, of everything that the people in that city have gone through, even if they weren't huge baseball fans, they certainly know the Red Sox, they certainly know winning the World Series, and they certainly knew the name Curt Schilling. And then when she was, it seems silly, but when she was asked that question, she had no clue. And she had no clue about the way the winds were blowing, and the people around her didn't either in Massachusetts. So then the question becomes, now what happens to healthcare? We talked about it a little bit on our last show, so we'll talk about it a little bit more here on ATN as we travel down the road in this jam-packed hour. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. He gets the first crack at it. Tomas, make it good. What's up?
Well, it is an honor to be on your show on such an important night, young lady. And I'm thinking the Democrats probably didn't turn out as much as they should have. And I guess, you know, Kate, it's because they didn't get from Obama the hope and change that they wanted.
Right.
I mean, what about this guy? He's got 60 senators in the Senate. He's got a huge majority in the House. He's got the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And in Iraq and Afghanistan, he went 180 degrees against what he promised. In health care, you know, all he has to do is get 51 senators to get rid of the filibuster thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the
mm-hmm.
And then he could pass health care. Everybody knows that. And he hasn't done that. NAFTA. He was against NAFTA. And, you know, the jobs and the companies keep leaving America. He hasn't done anything against that. The jobs, the employment, unemployment rate is what, 10%? And among the black community, you know, it's probably 30%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The house, people are losing their houses still. You know, if he would have done what Roosevelt did back in the first depression and said there's a moratorium on foreclosures, that would have saved probably, you know, 100,000 homes at least.
Right, I agree.
What has he done? He put a Puerto Rican lady on the Supreme Court. That's it. I don't. What else has he done? Nothing. And I think when you do nothing and you have all those bullets, you know, the House, the Senate, the White House, people are just going to stay home. And, you know, it's safe, but that's good. Maybe I don't really hate to say it, but when the people react in a democratic process, that's good.
I think it's good, too. I think it's good. Absolutely. I'm glad that you said that. I mentioned it because you had bigger crowds. You have to go all the way back to 1990 for an election that wasn't a presidential election. It wasn't a general election. It was a special election. And that is a good thing. The democratic process works. And I truly believe that part of this, Tomas, is... The turnout was big. They're calculating now, but they're saying that they had top almost everyone in a lot of the precincts. And it was, as I said, their biggest turnout since 1990 in this kind of an election, a special election. So that, I think that's a good thing. And here's the other deal on that. Tomas, thanks. The other deal is that you had a lot of independents who went out and they voted, and they didn't vote for the Attorney General, Martha Coakley. They voted for Scott Brown for the most part. If you listen to the information coming out after people voted, and that's a bad thing. That does not bode well for the Democrats. So a Brown victory could pretty much kill Obama's chief domestic priority, because now Republicans could block further Senate action, of course, on health care with that filibuster. Stay with us. Some more calls on the flip side.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Lines and odds and ends. That's some of the sounds rather from Haiti as rescue teams were still digging a few people out of the rubble and trying to help the people, obviously, in Haiti and Port-au-Prince. It's nice to hear that appreciation of the crowds that were there and then also in getting food and supplies to as many people as possible. It's become such a tall task, obviously. That's why all the troops deployed at the presidential palace, while the French are accusing the United States of Haiti occupation. I mean, whatever. I don't understand that. And that cry has gotten louder and louder because They didn't send troops. See, nobody's carrying the ball. And even President Pervol is begging for help. He wants the United States to be there. And in the airport, there wasn't any direction at the airport, of course, with one rickety runway. And would it be able to accommodate the planes that were landing? And there was no air traffic control. So, of course, when the U.S. was asked to step in, the U.S. stepped in. I don't get it. The French minister in charge of humanitarian relief is specifically the guy. He called on the U.N. to clarify the American role amid these claims that the military buildup was hampering aid efforts. To that end, I would say, oh, really? How would you like it if the United States wasn't there and then you could sort out all the problems on the ground yourself? And there was, now this French minister did admit, and see this, it always stems from something else. The French minister did admit that he was involved in sort of a scuffle, fisticuffs with the U.S. commander in the airport control tower over the flight plan, rather, for a French evacuation flight. So therein lies your answer. He didn't like what happened between him and somebody from the United States in charge, and that led to ultimately those cries. The bottom line is, I've said this before, so far in some of the charities' totals, we have over 210 million that Americans have given. Not all filthy rich Americans. People who can barely pay their mortgage. 22 million in texts alone. You know, the Red Cross says $10 texts here and standard rates apply and whatever. I guess 22 million they've collected so far. There are other benefits that are planned. I think that it's time for the French to just back off and cut the nonsense of the Americans trying to occupy Haiti. Give me a break. So, to that end, Haitians can start applying on Thursday to stay in the U.S. because they are looking for information about that federal designation that will, for 18 months, let them work temporarily in the U.S. and send money back home or whatever at this point. Certainly those that were getting ready to be deported couldn't be deported. There was, where are you going to put them? There's nowhere to plop those Haitians. And there's enough back and forth between Miami and New York, et cetera, that wasn't even a possibility of having that happen. In the meantime, we also have a follow-up in odds and ends as we move from Haiti and the sad situation and the problems with the command center and getting everything, the aid to the people who need it there. There's still 1.5 million homeless people there. We move to this guy who should find himself homeless. I don't get this. Lawyers for Roman Polanski said that he should be sentenced in absentia to time served and accused the district attorney in L.A. of playing politics with the case. So the attorneys are saying it's misleading what's happening. And it's all about politics, if anything else, talking about the only unique circumstance in the case, as opposed to other cases where a defendant may request sentencing in absentia, is its notoriety. So Polanski's lawyers are filing this brief, and they refer to the language that says where Polanski's been called a child rapist. Now, he did admit to unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl. So what do you think? In a plea bargain, which led to dismissal of other charges. So I say sentence him. Whatever. You want to use time from before? Who cares? I mean, however much time that was. The bottom line is he served 42 days in a California prison. You have to go back to 1977. And he left, he ran, he bolted. And sure, you know, he directed Chinatown, he directed Rosemary's Baby, but he is also accused of giving this teenage girl champagne, a part of a Quaalude anyway, and then raping her during a modeling shoot at Jack Nicholson's house in 77. So, you know, you decide. What it has to do with is the fact that he's this director, and you have half of Hollywood defending him, and you have the woman who's now a woman saying she just wants it to go away. She it was a horrible experience for her, etc. She just wants it to, she doesn't want to deal with it. And she wants to dismiss that because she's being victimized by all the publicity, which puts her out there once again. But, you know, is Polanski's lawyer saying that the DA is playing politics? I think that he's gotten a sweetheart deal so far all along the way. Speaking of a sweetheart deal, Martha Coakley thought she had one when President Obama came to town to hopefully, in her eyes, help her get elected because she needed that extra boost. So, hey, a sitting president, a Democrat, a state that's extremely liberal, filling the shoes of Ted Kennedy, it all looks pretty good on paper, but it didn't turn out that way. There was this guy named Scott Brown who got in the way, and the Republican certainly rode in on a wave of voter fury to win that U.S. Senate seat that's been held by a Democrat. I mean, all the Senate seats since 19 in Massachusetts, since 1972. So health care overhaul, the agenda of the White House is in serious doubt. In serious doubt. See, that's that whole political capital thing. It's just the way it works. You put your eggs in whatever basket, and he put his eggs, the president did, and the people around him with this health care legislation, never expecting, I think, the blowback that they got on it. And right from the get-go, the problem was partially the presentation, coming up with great words like public option, hurrying up and let's ram this through, we need to get it done by August. You know, originally, people forget this because it does seem like a lifetime ago since we've been talking about it forever. Originally, the idea was, okay, here's health care. Try to get it through the House, try to get it through the Senate. Before we take the break in August, remember, we're going to get this done. And then we'll get to the president's desk before we take our break. Oof. And people were mad as hell when they were being sold that bill of goods. And then what actually health care, the reform, contained. And then we hear the thousands of pages. Then we start to pick out pieces of the page and what they mean, hear about taxing businesses, taxing people who aren't insured, and all kinds of things. Then there was the town hall meetings. Then there was the idea that, oh, no, it's looking good. Health care reform is going to pass. We're going to get it through before the break, before the Christmas break, and we'll get it to the president's desk. And, of course, that didn't happen. And now this is the real nail in the coffin for that piece of legislation, barring some last-minute Hail Mary and finagling, like doing something before he gets sworn in. However, I don't think that's going to happen because the people across the country are too aware, and that would seem like more than political maneuvering when many of the all the Democrats have been sworn in within a couple days of being elected, because legally, they, by law, by state law, they can wait up to 15 days to count the absentee ballots, but I don't think that will happen. So now health care reform, Democrat style in the Senate, hangs in the balance. Sad story, too. A lone shooter killed 8 people in central Virginia. A lot of questions surrounding this wild drama that started about noon on Tuesday. There was an 8th victim that was spotted almost barely alive on the side of the road, and this guy almost brought down the helicopter. They're searching all over the place for him, with dogs and heat sensing equipment from a National Guard helicopter, and they're hunting through the night. As far as I know, in my latest check, they have not gotten this guy yet. There's a picture of him that's been circulated all over the place. Christopher Sprite is his name, 39 years old. Try to piece together what the motives could possibly be. But 8 victims in this shooting, and they're still combing the woods. Oof. Stay with us. We're going to lighten the load next on ATN.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Another night feel like the worst one.
Just got off work. We're heading there. We can see the finish line. Speaking of the finish line, it looks like George Clooney does have things neatly wrapped up with the MTV networks on Friday. It's a big Music World telethon for Haiti. It's called Hope for Haiti. Bruce Springsteen, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, Keith Urban, Alicia Keys, a ton of different types of music and performers in London, New York, California are part of this two-hour event. Manning the phones, probably Brad Pitt and Matt Damon, the usual suspects in Clooney's life who happen to be uber famous movie stars. And the idea, of course, to raise even more money for those in Haiti, because, you know, you pick a number out of the sky. There's lots of dead people here. This is a horrific situation. It looks like a little slice of hell, or what we think hell is. How much money will it take? And the answer is nobody knows how much money. By the time you go through how many are homeless, it's already a poor country where people are, for about 80% of the people, are living on barely $2 a day, so there really isn't a limit, I think, when it comes to what's happened there. Hey, I just got wind of this. I happened to check my emails, and I think now it's being widely reported, but apparently one of the networks is remaking Hawaii 5-0. Who's Hawaii 5-0? Who's going to be Dano? Wonder if that'll fly. I mean, I guess with the right cast, maybe. It can be very tricky going retro and trying to redo something, especially from the 70s, that was very, very popular, and making it work. If you have those images ingrained in your head as to who the certain people were, like Jack Lord and the guy who played Dano and then some of the other characters, it might be tough to shake that. Although, I guess when you are out of material, go back into the vault of what worked a couple of decades ago and see if you can redo it. And Hawaii 5-0 is still on, like, one of those stations, I don't know, TBS or TV Land or something. Have you ever seen Hawaii 5-0, Matt?
I've seen, like, minutes of it. I know the opening, and I...
Bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum.
I know some of know it, but I'm not entirely familiar with it, so I couldn't tell you all the characters, and I just know it's a cop show in Hawaii.
Very good. It's a cop show in Hawaii. Well, then the good thing is for someone like you, if it was the right cast, I mean, who knows, they might pique your interest.
Yeah, but a lot of times when they remake those, they make them so ridiculously different.
I know.
Like the Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell.
That was awful.
Yeah.
I could barely watch that. And that was a movie. And then they did, remember they did Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
But that was kind of a parody on Starsky
right.
and Hutch. So that's a little different. But whether it's retro movies or whether it's television, it can be, I think it can be really hard.
One thing I did see, I can't remember if it was on FoxNews.com or Huffington Post or where I was reading it, but they had some poster had made a mock-up of a new generation of Gilligan's Island. And
mm-hmm.
actually, like, a lot of the characters kind of fit. They had William Shatner as the skipper and Michael Cera as Gilligan and Christina Hendricks as Ginger. And who was the professor was the guy from The Mentalist. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, the Australian actor.
Yeah, there was a lot of them that kind of fit. And I was looking at them like, man, they might actually have to make that.
But yeah, you know, that would probably, that could fly. I think that could fly with the right cast.
Right.
That could fly. And a good script, a decent script that kind of made some sort of sense.
Right, because that was a good characters. They had a lot of good characters on that
yes.
show.
Yes. Yeah, and maybe that's part of the key, is the characters, if you have the right characters. Simon, what's his name? That's who you're thinking of from The Mentalist. But he would be perfect in that role, absolutely. Hey, we have birthdays coming up. Man, try as much as I can. I try to come up with names you'll know. Who doesn't know Bill Maher? He has, you know, his politically incorrect show. He's got a pretty decent birthday. Paul Stanley from Kiss, he's got a birthday. Rainn Wilson, who I think is pretty funny on The Office, if you've ever seen it. And he was in just how he is. In this movie that I would never have watched in a million years, but somehow I got stuck watching it, called The Rocker. He's pretty interesting, I think, in that movie. A group that I like, Linkin Park, the drummer for that group, is celebrating a birthday. And then we have a few others along the way that you might know. Some familiar names, I think. I'm just saying that, okay? If George Burns were alive, he'd be 114 years old. Yeah. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. All right, time for some news you can abuse. How about this one? You know, it's tough these days to come up with the coin for tuition. So Duke University grad student Ken Ilganis is beating the high cost of dorm life. He lives in his old Ford van. He camps out rent-free in a university parking lot. He's from Western New York. He says he wants to avoid running up student debt, so he kept his unusual living arrangement secret for a year until the online news site Salon ran an essay he had written. He says he uses the bathroom and shower at a student gym. And as for his love life, he'll say that girls like interesting guys. hey, you want to go back to my room? I live in a van. I don't know. Somebody told me you want to come back to my van. I might be a little worried about that. I can't imagine that that works with the ladies. But, you know, he's right. Maybe the interesting guy thing does work out. This from Wisconsin. The police in Wisconsin responded to a noise complaint, but they responded and found it was a guy listening to John Denver. A 42-year-old man told officers he was rocking out to Rocky Mountain High. Ugh. So the John Denver fan was ticketed, though, for unnecessary loud music, and that fine could end up costing him $200. So that would be upsetting, wouldn't it? Sometimes we have Harry Rinker on this show. He's the guru of all things collectible. How about this guy, the antique radio doctor? He's out in Oregon. He specializes in fixing radios from vintage cars. That could be interesting. Most people who want tunes in their antique rides just replace the radio components with modern ones. But this guy, Barry Dalton, knows the difference between a tube and a tuner. Vintage car owners send the radios to him to fix at his shop. He told a local paper that some of the vintage car radios can actually sell for up to $2,000. Yeah, but then what's the price of the vintage car? And most people who have a vintage car want to hang on to it. They don't want to get rid of it. That's the thing. They're not looking to dump it. All right, quickly, this day in history, here's a couple of highlights for you. January, are we really on January 21st? Are we on the 20th? No, we're not on the 21st. That's Thursday. See, I never even know the day. We're on the 20th. And if we go to this day in history on January 20th, here's what we would find. This one, the rock and roll classic Get a Job by the Silhouettes was actually released. In 1958, Elvis Presley got a little U.S. mail with a greeting from Uncle Sam. The draft board in Memphis ordered the king to report for duty. How about that? Also, in 74, after an auto accident that almost took his life 5 months earlier, Stevie Wonder was back at work playing a gig at the Rainbow Theater in London. Quickly, let's head to birthdays. Some music, please, Matt Johnson.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, I mentioned that Bill Maher was celebrating a birthday. Politically Incorrect TV talk show host, 54 years old. Rainn Wilson from The Office, 44. Rob Boudreau from Linkin Park, 31 years old. Paul Stanley from Kiss, 58. David Lynch, the director of Twin Peaks and Eraserhead, 64. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. And thanks to Matt Johnson for his terrific work, as always, here on ATN.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You gotta do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going no new.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit!
7 years of college dorm a dream.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.